Contrary to general belief, when I ended the novel with the words, "The Ramans did everything in threes," I had not the slightest intention of writing a sequel, still less a trilogy. It seemed a neat ending and was, in fact, an afterthought. It took the intervention of Peter Goober and Gentry Lee to make me change my mind, see the introduction to Rama 2, and no one was more surprised than I to find myself revisiting Rama in 1986. But by then something else had happened, making asteroid impacts front-page news. In a famous paper, Extraterrestrial Cause for the Cretaceous-Tertiary Extinction, Science, 1980, Nobel laureate Luis Alvarez and his geologist son, Dr. Walter Alvarez, had advanced a startling theory to explain the mysteriously sudden demise of the dinosaurs, perhaps the most successful life form ever to arise on planet Earth, next to sharks and cockroaches. As everyone now knows, the Alvarezes showed that a worldwide catastrophic event had occurred about 65 million years ago, and they produced evidence strongly suggesting that an asteroid was responsible. The direct impact and the subsequent environmental damage would have had a devastating effect on all terrestrial life, especially the larger land animals. By a curious coincidence, Luis Alvarez also had a major but fortunately beneficial impact upon my life. In 1941, as head of a team at MIT's radiation lab, he invented and developed the radar blind landing system, later known as GCA, Ground Controlled Approach. The Royal Air Force, then losing more aircraft to the British weather than to the Luftwaffe, was extremely impressed by the demonstrations, and the first experimental unit was shipped to England in 1943. As an RAF radar officer, I had the fascinating and often frustrating job of keeping the Mark 1 operational until the first factory models rolled off the production line. My only non-science fiction novel, Glide Path, 1963, is based on that experience and is dedicated to Louis and his colleagues. Louis left GCA shortly before I arrived and flew over Hiroshima on that fateful August day in 1945 to observe the operation of the bomb he had helped design. I didn't catch up with him until several years later at the University of California's Berkeley campus. The last time we met was at the 25th GCA reunion in Boston, 1971. I'm sorry that I never had a chance to discuss his dinosaur extinction theory with him. In one of the last letters I received from him, he said it was no longer a theory, but a fact. Little more than a year before his death, on September 1, 1988, Louis asked me to write a puff to be printed on the jacket of his forthcoming autobiography, Alvarez, Adventures of a Physicist, Basic Books, 1987. I was more than happy to do so, and would like to repeat what is now, alas, a posthumous tribute. Luis seems to have been there at most of the high points of modern physics, and responsible for many of them. His entertaining book covers so much ground that even non-scientists can enjoy it. Who else has invented vital radar systems, hunted for magnetic monopoles at the South Pole, shot down UFOs and Kennedy assassination nuts, watched the first two atomic explosions from the air, and proved that, surprisingly, there are no hidden chambers or passageways inside Khafre's pyramid. And now he's engaged on his most spectacular piece of scientific detection as he unravels the biggest whodunit of all time, the extinction of the dinosaurs. He and his son Walter are sure they've found the murder weapon in the crime of the eons.